Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, your host of this lovely little podcast. As you can tell by the title of today's episode, we are diving into a topic that I have recently become obsessed with, and it's the concept of pink collar jobs and why I truly believe they might be the right move for you if you're currently job hunting, feeling stuck in a job you're not loving, or maybe you're sitting there thinking, what is a pink collar job and do I even have one? How do I get one? This episode is definitely for you. If you've never heard of a pink collar job, don't worry, we are going to break it all down today in this episode. We're talking about what a pink collar job actually is, why they're becoming more popular, and why maybe you should consider getting a pink collar job and how you can land your own. And we'll be talking about how to romanticize your pink collar job and make it work for you. Grab your coffee, your matcha, and let's just go ahead and get straight into it.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So I'm actually really excited to talk about today's topic because this is one of those things that I really wish I knew earlier in my 20s and I wish was more popular back then because I think it would have saved a lot of personal turmoil and confusion when trying to decide like what to do with my life or the trials and tribulations of trying to climb the corporate ladder and then realizing that is not for me. But I am glad that it is becoming more of a thing now. I know this term pink collar job actually has been around for a while, but I feel like now it's gaining some traction and it makes me so happy because I think this is the way for a lot of people who have never felt that desire to climb the corporate ladder or to follow the traditional path, or maybe you did and you realized like myself, oh, this is not for me. I do not like this. This isn't it. And so I'm so happy to see that another option has opened itself up for people like myself. And this is just one of those things that I wish I knew a little bit earlier in life, but better late than never, and I'm happy to share it with you guys. But first and foremost, let's talk about what a pink collar job is. If you've never heard of this term, I'm sure you're familiar with the term white collar jobs, blue collar jobs, but now we also have pink collar jobs. There's been a rise of pink collar jobs and people wanting a pink collar job, and that makes me so happy. But essentially, a pink collar job refers to primarily female dominated industries and jobs. And usually these jobs have very flexible schedules. There's some sort of aesthetic appeal to the job, and a lot of people may find these types of jobs fulfilling. And a lot of pink collar jobs involve working in industries like caregiving, hospitality, administrative, cosmetology, creative industries as well, being entrepreneurs. Like, there is such a wide spectrum of what a pink collar job can look like and what industry. Some more, I guess, traditional style pink collar jobs could be like a cosmetologist, you know, hairstylist, lash tech, a teacher, a caregiver, any job in an administrative role. But it can also include things like being a Pilates or fitness instructor, being a content creator, working in social media, being a graphic designer, a florist, an esthetician, an event planner, any job in the wellness space or in the creative field, a photographer, a baker, a stylist, a makeup artist, a therapist, flight attendant. Literally the list goes on and on and on. but I would say most pink collar jobs shine away from the traditional 9-to-5 type of setting. And I think a reason why we're seeing a rise of pink collar jobs now, especially for women, is because I think more and more people are realizing that they do not want to climb the corporate ladder at all or anymore. And people are just realizing that corporations and most jobs, honestly, just see you as disposable, replaceable. They just see you as a number. They don't really care about you as a person. There are many people like myself who have tried going the traditional route and realizing that it's not for them. And I also think that so many of us are wanting to prioritize our mental health more and our happiness, especially with the way of the world. These last few years, people have been really asking themselves important questions when it comes to life, doing things that make them happy and prioritizing themselves. And people just don't want to work in toxic work environments anymore or have jobs that take a toll on their mental health. And they actually want to do things that they enjoy. And I feel like that's totally valid. We spend most of our time working. It's only fair to not want to feel miserable. I think another reason why we're seeing such a rise of pink collar jobs is that people like myself do not want to work more than they live. I used to believe in that mindset of the harder you work and the more you put in into a job, the better the reward. And although I do believe in hard work and I do believe that you have to put in effort to see results, I also believe now in enjoying my life now and not enjoying it in 40 years after I retire. Like, that is not the type of life that I want to live. I don't want my life to be centered around work. I just want work to be an aspect of my life that allows me to live my life. I also think people, especially women, are leaning more into gentle productivity, which we talked about on the podcast a few episodes ago, how I personally am no longer subscribing to the idea of hustle culture and grinding and working till I'm burnt out. Yes, I want to be successful, but I want to be successful in my own way. And we're going to get into how I am redefining success for myself as well. But yeah, I think overall we are seeing a rise of pink collar jobs because people are just waking up, honestly. People are realizing that there is actually other options available to us. We don't have to just take the first option that has been shown to us and given to us our entire lives. There are also, I find, a lot of perks to having a pink collar job over a traditional white collar job. One of the things that I love about pink collar jobs is that these types of jobs are typically dominated by women, and also they're typically in creative industries or in caring fields where I feel like we are able to tap into our feminine energy more. I will say not all, definitely not all. There are some jobs that are not like this, but I would say most pink collar jobs are very lighthearted and really good for your mental health, unless it's like being a nurse or maybe a therapist. I would say feel very lighthearted and fun. Essentially, that is what a pink collar job is and can look like. It ranges from so many different industries, so many job titles and roles, and it can look so different for so many of us. Choosing to take the pink collar job approach to my career has definitely come with its challenges. When I fully decided what I didn't want and what I did want for myself, I definitely had to do a lot of unlearning, unpacking, and unsubscribing from society's version of what success looks like and start redefining what it looks and feels like for me. And something I really want to emphasize is I am not saying that the standard corporate 9-to-5 route is wrong or bad. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not here to shame on anyone who chooses that route. The beautiful part about life is that there is not a one-size-fits-all for anyone. We all find our own joy and fulfillment in different things. And when it comes to success and career specifically, there are some people who genuinely enjoy the 9-to-5. They enjoy going into an office. They enjoy the work that they do, the industry that they're in. There are some people who enjoy being small business owners, some people who enjoy being entrepreneurs, some people who enjoy having multiple part-time jobs so they can go travel as often as they like. There are some people who are stay-at-home moms or who don't have jobs, you know, like, so I'm not here to shame anyone for any route that they have chosen to take in life. I am only here to share for those who feel stuck and who feel unfulfilled or unhappy with their current circumstances that there is another way, there is another option available to you. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because I grew up not knowing there was any other way. Like, I did not grow up around entrepreneurs. I did not grow up around creative people. I grew up around workers, people who clocked in, clocked out, worked hard, did what they needed to do. And that was all that was ever shown to me. I didn't know you could start your own business. Like, obviously I knew people had their own businesses, but I never thought that that was something I could do or that I could be in like a creative industry or any of those things. So that's why I'm talking about this. But again, I'm not here to shame anyone for any way you choose to live your life or any way you find fulfillment or happiness. So again, I'm not saying that the standard corporate 9-to-5 is wrong or bad, but what I am saying is that it is 100% wrong for me, and I know for many people like myself. But when it comes to career specifically, at heart, I am a creative person. I value having freedom and full autonomy over my life. I love being able to go to a Pilates class on a random Tuesday afternoon if I want to. I love not having to run all my errands on the weekend. I love being able to work from anywhere in the world. And I am someone who is driven by passion and purpose. And I am someone who needs fulfillment out of the work that I do. And if I don't have that, I don't want it. I physically cannot do work that I am not passionate about or that doesn't bring me some sort of fulfillment. And I know there are some people who genuinely can show up to a job that they hate or a job that is just a paycheck to them. And I sometimes wish that I could be that way, but my soul will literally scream at me if I am at a job that I hate or if I am doing something that doesn't bring me any type of fulfillment or joy. I just can't. So that has been a big issue for me as I've tried to navigate my career in my 20s, and I've learned that I don't want to climb the corporate ladder, but I've also learned as a creative, I don't want to be the most booked and busy either. What I've learned about myself is that I just want to live comfortably and have balance and fulfillment and feel aligned with the work that I do and how I live my life. And I want to feel good about everything that I get to do every single day. That to me is what success looks like. If you're someone who is feeling stuck in their career, you don't know what you want to do with your life, or you know the path that has been given to you doesn't feel right for you, take that as a sign. Take that as a sign to really go within and redefine what does success look and feel like for you. For some people, that might be being able to travel every month or being a nomad. And for other people, that might be buying a home and having stability for their family. Everyone's version of success is going to look and feel so differently. And I just really want to emphasize that because for so long, I feel like our society has only painted one picture when there are an infinite amount of possibilities. I want to get into how I actually landed my pink collar jobs. For anyone who is currently on the job hunt or you're not happy with your current job, my approach on how I landed my pink collar jobs are not very practical, so I'm really sorry for that. But this is just my experience and how I got these jobs. So basically, I have two pink collar jobs. Obviously, I'm a content creator. I create content on social media. I have a YouTube channel, this podcast that I've been doing for 7 years. So this is very much a pink collar job, even before I knew what a pink collar job is. And I love it. I love being a content creator, not only for the flexibility and perks of being a content creator, but also I just love that I get to express myself through words and videos and pictures, and I get to connect with people all around the world, people that I would have never been able to meet in such an intimate way. And the connections that I've made, the impact that I've had on so many people, like it's truly so humbling to receive DMs, your emails just saying that the podcast or my content in general or me just sharing my journey has impacted somebody in a positive way. Like, I will never get over that no matter how long I do this. Every time I receive a message like that, I'm like, whoa, my podcast got someone through a hard time, or me sharing my journey about this situation made people feel less alone. Like, that will never ever get old to me. And being a content creator, an influencer, whatever you want to call it, is literally my favorite thing ever. Beyond the perks, and it's really the connection and the impact that I love most. And then my second pink collar job that I recently got, well, it will almost be a year in May, but I mentioned how I started a new job last year working for a lifestyle and wellness brand, and I am their community slash partnerships manager. So I work closely with the community of the brand, but I also work with influencers. I work with other brands within the same space of wellness and lifestyle, and the work is very easy and lighthearted. Don't get me wrong, some days can be overwhelming when I have a lot to do, but I have to quickly remind myself, I am not doing heart surgery over here. I am not saving lives. I am not doing anything of that sort. And whatever I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed about at the end of the day, it's never that serious. And so I do have to remind myself from time to time when I do get like a little flustered, but it's overall a very like lighthearted job. And when you think about it, I am literally working within the wellness industry. We talk about like mental health and self-growth and healing, like it can't get any more lovely than that, you know? And what I also love about my job as a community and partnerships manager is it's fully remote. I have a very flexible schedule, and it still allows me to live the life that I want to live and do the things that I want to do. So those are my two pink collar jobs, content creator and then community and partnerships manager for a lifestyle and wellness brand. And in terms of how I landed these jobs, obviously for content creation, I created that job for myself, and it was created from a desire to just want to share my thoughts, my experiences, and to help others feel less alone on their journey. So it came from a very personal journey of healing, growth, finding myself, and obviously it's evolved as time has gone on to just more personal things like everyday life, things that I'm doing. It's evolved as I have evolved as a person. And again, as I mentioned, I just find so much fulfillment and joy in creating and connecting. So I don't really have many tips on how to find a job as a content creator. I mean, I know you can work as a content creator for a brand if that's something that you want to do, if you want something a little bit more stable. But when it comes to how I landed my other pink collar job, again, I don't have the best practical advice because the way that I landed this job was not practical at all. To kind of paint the picture a little bit, I have been doing the content creation thing for a while. And then sometime last year, I kind of got to a place where I was just trying to figure out what my next steps were and like how I wanted to pivot my content, because I wasn't fully satisfied with the content that I was creating, and I wanted to change things a bit, kind of expand the topics that I would create content around, and I just needed to find a little bit of stability while I figured out my next move. This time last year, I was overwhelmed because obviously at the time, creating content was my main source of income, so I didn't really have the leverage to play around with different things or to try different things without it impacting my income in some way. Whenever you're pivoting in life, whether it's career or direction of life, like there's always going to be a transition period that can be a little bit uncomfortable. So during this time, I decided that maybe getting a part-time remote job, you know, like a very easy job to just bring in a little bit of stability while I figured out my next step would be the best option for me. So first things first, before I started job searching, before I started applying, the very first thing I did was I got extremely crystal clear on what I wanted. And I'm going to share with you exactly what I put on the list that I made. So on my list that I made, I wanted the job that I got to be work from home and fully remote. I knew that I did not want to commute at all. I also put that I wanted a flexible schedule and flexible hours. And I also got clear on the amount I wanted to be making. I also put on this list that I wanted the company and work environment that I worked for to be comfortable, chill, positive, and uplifting. I want to work in an industry that I love and am passionate about. And I put in parentheses anything mental health related, wellness, beauty. I also put that I wanted to work in a stress-free work environment where tasks are mentally easy to deal with. I also said I want a beautiful work-life balance that still allows time, space, and energy to live my life how I want and focus on myself. I also put that I would love to have more than enough time and energy to balance my career as a content creator. And then I put, I can grow and learn so much professionally and personally, which I feel like I have. And then I put, I want this job to be fully aligned with my path and my journey. The last thing that I put on this list, I would love for this job to allow me to be able to easily pay all my bills, my rent, and still afford the lifestyle I desire. And as I said, I got every single thing on that list. There is not one thing that I had to sacrifice. The second part to that is I did not accept, look, or even waste my time on anything that did not check every single one of those boxes. And the craziest part of all of this is that I didn't even go looking for this job. I kind of just came across it randomly one day. I think I've shared this story before, but one day I was watching somebody's vlog on YouTube and they attended a Women's Day staycation event, and it was hosted by a wellness brand that I had never heard of before. I had never come across, but I really was intrigued from the vlog, the way that they hosted the event and just like everything. I really loved it. And from the vlog, I went ahead and checked out the brand's Instagram because I was interested in learning more about the brand and like learning what products they sold and all of that. And when I went on their Instagram, they had just posted that they were hiring. And I don't know what it was. You can call it God, intuition, divine guidance, but something told me to apply for the job. So I applied and I heard back almost right away. I did my interviews and I got the job like all within a few weeks. We're almost a year in. It's been everything that I wanted and then some. I know it might sound too good to be true, but it's my truth, it's my experience, and that's how it happened for me. In the past, all the times that I've been less focused and less desperate for something, whether it be a job, a relationship, a friendship, something to work out in my favor, the less desperate that I've been, the easier it comes into my life. And I really think the key is to be really clear with yourself and what you want, not settle for anything less, which of course requires patience and faith, and then letting it go. Go enjoy your life. Go do the things that you love. Go live your life. Go have fun. That's what led me to finding this job. And that's not to say you shouldn't go looking for jobs. I'm not saying don't do that. But if you are actively looking for a job, don't be in that desperate energy. And I know it's easier said than done, I know. But again, when I have been in that desperate energy, that is when things just never worked out for me. Things didn't flow as easily and it felt even harder to find something aligned or something that I wanted. Just be in a very like calm, whatever is meant to be kind of mindset. Like if you find something, you find something. If you don't, you don't. Like, and again, I know it's easier said than done, especially if you don't have a job right now and you are desperately trying to find something. If that's the case, if you currently don't have a job and you're looking for something, get the quickest job that you can get right now, right? Whether it's working at a coffee shop, working at a gym, you know, something that even if you think it's like below your pay grade or below your experience, get something quickly so that you can feel a sense of ease and a little bit of stability. That way, when you do go searching for something better, like a pink collar job or something that's more aligned with what you want to do, you're not in such a desperate energy when you're searching for that job, because at least you have some sense of stability, some sense of ease right now. And it'll give you time to look for something better and not settle for something you don't really want. That is how I landed my pink collar jobs. To end off this episode, I want to talk about how I romanticize my pink collar job. Maybe you've landed your pink collar job, or you've realized you already have one. That is amazing. Congratulations. You're right where you're supposed to be. But let's be real. At the end of the day, a pink collar job is still a job. And it's easy to get caught up in the little annoyances of any job. You know, we all have tough days. We all might have to deal with difficult coworkers or challenging clients and customers. That's totally normal. My intention with my pink collar job, at least for the wellness brand that I work for, is to romanticize the heck out of it so I don't lose sight of the bigger picture. And the way that I romanticize my pink collar jobs is gratitude. I am grateful for the fact that it's work from home, that it brings me financial stability, it gives me freedom, flexibility, and it still allows me to live my life while working on my passion as a content creator. And something that I'm reminding myself, this is just a stepping stone for me at least. I'm very grateful for my role, but I know that this is not my forever job. This is not my dream job in any sense. My second pink collar job as a step back. I see it as leverage. I see it as a way to be able to save and invest and take the time I need to pivot in a different direction that lights me up as a content creator. And obviously there are so many blessings and perks within my pink collar job. So if you're like me and you're in a situation where your current job is more of a stepping stone rather than like your dream job, just keep reminding yourself that this is just a stepping stone and this is leverage for you to be able to do the things that you want to do. Also is that I set boundaries so that work doesn't take over my life. And the way that I do that is by having routines. We talked about in my last episode, creating a morning routine that works for you and how that has made such a huge impact. Also not working after hours and doing a good job at my job, but not doing more than I need to. And as they say, like, do a good job, but also work your wage. And those are just boundaries that I've set for myself so that I don't let this job consume me or take over or let me forget what the bigger picture here is. And also, I think every job is an opportunity to grow. I truly believe every job has something that you can learn and grow from. The last thing that I do to romanticize my pink collar job is to milk it for all it's worth. If you work at a Pilates studio and you get free classes, take advantage of that. If your job offers any perks, use them. I'm not saying to take advantage in an unethical way or try to pull a fast one over your boss or anything like that. But if you are offered certain perks or certain benefits, use them. That's what they're there for. This last week, I took a mental health day on Monday because I had a very tough weekend in my personal life, and I woke up on Monday morning and I was like, I physically, emotionally, mentally do not have the capacity to show up for my job today. Like I can't do it. And I took a mental health day and I did not feel bad about it. And I'm not going to feel bad about it because that is what they're there for. They're there to be used. Of course, I don't take advantage of it. I'm not using it like every week, but when I feel like I need it, I'm going to use it. My best advice is to make the most of what your job offers to enhance your life. You're there for a reason. Use it for all you can. Use it to your advantage. Use it as leverage. Use it to save, invest, to build on your future, to work on yourself, to grow. Use it for all you can while you can. That is my two cents on the rise of pink collar jobs, my thoughts on pink collar jobs, why I love my pink collar jobs, and why I think so many of us should aim for a pink collar job. Again, if you're someone who is unhappy with your current situation at your job, or maybe you don't have a job, I feel like pink collar jobs are the move right now. They really are, especially during these times when we're just seeing things for what they are. I'm very grateful for my pink collar jobs, and that is really all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. Let me know what your thoughts are on pink collar jobs, if you have one, if you're looking for one. That is all I have to say for now. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.